mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
New developments in the London bombings of last Thursday of 7/7. They're now saying that all four of the bombings, the three on the trains, the one on the bus, why the individuals that did it, they blew themselves up. They're all dead. And they're doing raids all over England. They're doing raids up in northern England, raiding houses with the military, blowing their doors off. They blew up a car this morning thinking it had bombs in it. Of course, it didn't, but that was a big spectacle for everybody. We had drills here a couple years ago in Central Texas where they blew up some cars and then announced on the news it was a terrorist attack, and then at the end of the newscast said, oh, it wasn't really real, though. It was a drill. But for 3 minutes during the newscast, it was real. They got the emotional response and the fear. It's always the same around the country. And then, oh, it was a drill. The government's keeping you safe and brought the government in as your savior. Trauma-based mind control is what we're dealing with. So we'll get into those developments. We got a good guest coming on, John Connor of The Resistance Manifesto. But right now, let's go to who's up first here from London? Martin calling us from London. Martin, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Alex. I just want to give you a quick update. I've been looking at the what's a press conference, basically, in London of the latest on the bombings, and you might be interested to know that, you know, magically, all four have been found dead, or so they say. But actually, what they said now is that three of the four bombers, they've only found property belonging to them, so they're not saying they've got bodies. They say in each of the three trains they found property belonging to the bombers. And in one of the ones on the bus, they may have found bits of the body, but there's no evidence of the body so far.
All right. Well, that's important. We need to record this. In fact, instant message my producer and tell him to start recording. Tell him to record CNN.
Yeah, sure, we'll do. And
well, no, I was telling my folks around the show that.
Sure. Well, I mean, just a couple more updates here as well, because they're not saying that they found anything on CCTV. So the only evidence we've got so far is, basically, there was a person who was on the bus who has been claimed to be a suicide bomber. He looked in his bag several times, and that's it. That's all the evidence is he looked in his bag. So
and the camera malfunctioned on the bus, and
absolutely.
All the hundreds of cameras around it, they just don't have anything.
Yeah,
but they've got some of the belongings of the bombers.
So the thing that concerns me, they did say that they may have a bit of CCTV with all four of the bombers at the main train station in London. It's called King's Cross. Now, the fact that they've got all four there and possibly nowhere else, it worries me that maybe they got arrested and, you know, they're just not turning up again. You never know, but it seems very, very suspicious.
Well, we have a government that pays for hundreds of millions of dollars in fake newscast here and creates fake private lynch, you know, rescues.
Yeah.
and fake Pat Tillman stories and fake Niger weapons documents. So we have a government that has been caught manufacturing stuff in the past, and this fits the classical MO. Is anybody in London talking about the drills they did at the exact same places?
I've emailed to pretty much every single news station. I've phoned up the Metropolitan Police here. I've gone to as many people as I can, and it's just silence. It's been in a couple of newspapers, but nobody's talking about it. Now, funnily enough, okay, earlier when I was bored, I did a calculation, because we've got 274 underground or tube stations in London, okay, that are open for 19 hours a day. If you work out, I've worked out the mathematical probability of that operation, that drill going on at the exact same time as the real event going on, and the number is so long, I won't even read it out, but it's like 22 numbers. It's the equivalent of one piece of grain of sand on a beach sort of thing. It's impossible that it could be happening.
Well, do me a favor. Do that calculation and then email it to Paul at Prison Planet, over there to Paul,
sure.
And we'll get that posted. But what's the mathematical chance of those hundreds of train stations, the exact three at the exact time? Okay, not just the exact time, exact place. That's impossible, folks. That's totally impossible. It's a joke. Anything else, Martin?
Yeah, just one more thing. I mean, I live on the...
Stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The British government was funding a 1,000-man, 1,000-person drill of bombing the exact same three trains at the exact same time. And the drill was for simultaneous bombings at the exact same train stations at the exact same time. And I did look that up. There are in London proper, the main city, 200-plus train stations. And so what are the mathematics of the exact same three having drills of bombings at the exact same time? Because it's not just that it's the exact same three, it's the exact same time. You do the math on that, it's astronomical. Then you do the math that it would be... of course, the same thing on 9/11. The exact same drill, the exact same planes flying into the exact same buildings at the exact same time. And by the way, we're going to play this a little bit later in the hour. We played it yesterday. We have BBC 5 with the head of Visor Consultants admitting this, saying this. Okay? I mean, this is so important. And we got the London Guardian doing reports about how weeks before they did drills in other parts of England. Oh, that's newsworthy, but not that they were doing it that very morning. They reported it. It kind of got out by accident because this guy shot his mouth off, and now they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to discuss it. It's up to you to go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get this article and send it out to everybody. It's on the right-hand side of the column there. There's a huge archive called London Bombing, and it's the top story there. Get it and get it out to everybody. Plus, our warning to the world... we put out yesterday calling for more whistleblowers to go public, and, of course, more governments to go public. Governments that are on the PNAC hit list. Martin in London, finish up your point, then I'm going to go to our guest.
Sure, it was just two more quick points. I was just going to say, I live right on the Thames River in London, and I was actually up, I was working on my PC throughout the night. I faced the Thames, I've got floor-to-ceiling windows. I saw a riverboat, basically, which was a black ops. It looked like what we call SAS, or what you probably call Delta Force, type guys, escorted by police about 2 o'clock in the morning, heading into London. On the Thursday morning it happened, and then I saw them about 3 p.m. coming back out again. And that doesn't happen often. And these were, like, fully blacked out, armed. They look like special forces guys. So I just mentioned that because the first person...
Well, we know it was SAS through Army Intelligence. Admittedly involved running terror attacks in the 90s.
They did. They did. They had double agents as part of the IRA. In fact, the biggest IRA bombing in Omar killed 28 or 29 people, and that was our government that did it. But this
well,
one,
yeah, it was actually Army Intelligence commanding it. It wasn't just like they had a mole in there. They would actually beat and kill terrorists who refused to carry out bombings. So the government was commanding the terrorists, and the terrorists didn't even know it.
Yeah, well, the three biggest terrorist hits we've had in the UK has been Lockerbie, which the government were involved in, has been Omar, which the IRA one, which the government were involved in, and this one, which the government were definitely involved in. I mean, just I'll finish off for 2 seconds. Looking at the facts, okay, you know, we've got military-grade explosives, which you can't buy. They're not the kind of thing that you build roads with or anything. These are very difficult
to
get hold of.
And let me add, England and the U.S. use the same chemical mixtures, regardless of the manufacturer,
exactly.
By specifications. The Russians use their own. The Chinese use their own. So now I wonder if it's going to be the ingredients used by the Iranians.
We'll never know, will we? Well, we will know. I mean, whatever they tell us, we'll have to accept.
Well, we've had the former head of the FBI crime lab on, Dr. Frederick Wyders, telling us that the FBI industrially frame people.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We can't believe anything.
And we pick nothing up on chatter. And, you know, there's no way a young kid or one lad who's never been heard of before, connected to nobody else, and bypass, you know, a trillion kind of dollar security. We're used to terrorism here, so we're supposed to have the best security in the world. Nothing was heard of, and they got military-grade explosives and blew up...
A few minutes ago, they were just saying that all four of the bombers were killed, but we didn't find... Their bodies aren't there, but we found their belongings.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
What they've now said, Alex, is they believe they are dead. They don't know. They can't confirm, but all they can confirm...
Well, it's just like Al-Qaeda took credit on a message board.
Yeah. I mean, it's a diversion.
Well, it is, because they're getting the heat. Well, when you talk to people in London on the ground, I mean, are people instinctively thinking something stinks?
People are waking up to it. There's a lot of people... It doesn't add up. I mean, it's so false. We've never seen anything like this before in the UK. We've had cover-ups, but... This is blatantly lies. If you look on the TV now, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's like a video game. There's cars being blown up all over Britain. There's houses being stormed. There's people getting arrested simultaneously, happening everywhere. I mean, it's splashing from one picture to the other.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the blowing up car it still has the illusion to the mind, the subconscious, of a terror attack. So blowing up cars, blowing up houses, running into houses...
Yeah.
And it just gives you more fireworks, more to scare you.
It's very much a psyops thing. Even the very first thing that was said as well was, it was actually meant to sound good, but it was a psyops. It says, you know, the Muslims aren't all bad people, some Muslims are good. Now that, if you twist it backwards, is there are evil Muslims and they have done this bombing. And that's with zero evidence. And it's from day one.
Well, take the Sky Television headline, bomber died on bus, and then it says they think maybe there was a suspect.
Yeah,
but the headline says bomber died on bus. Listen, do me a favor.
Yeah.
You ought to write an article up with all these points you just made, a little five paragraph.
Yeah.
You ought to send that, and you can use your full name if you want. If not, you can use a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to send that to Paul Watson or to Infowars.com. I'd like to get people's takes on this. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Do that. No, I mean, don't wait. Do that. And tell us how, you know, in the story, tell about how you saw that boat. Okay. I know we got loaded lines. We got tons of news here. He was going to be on last Thursday with us, but the bombing happened, and I appreciate him coming on, and sorry he had to hold the last 5 minutes. Now, he's John Connor, and he has theresistancemanifesto.com. And, you know, I like people like John because he doesn't wait around. He doesn't ask me to do stuff for him. He doesn't Because I get emails every day, oh, do this, do that, Alex. Do more, Alex. No, he's out there effectively building a website, effectively confronting government officials, authorities, leaders, our owners. He is effectively, in the information war, being able to get on national TV, get in major newspapers, get in Rolling Stone magazine. In just a year or so of getting involved. And all of us can do this. All of us, look, everybody can get out there and become a leader. And so we got him on to talk about a host of issues. We'll talk a little bit about Jessica Simpson, just to show how they're turning our society into a bunch of whores. That's what he was going to come on about last week, but then that's what he got attention with. But then that got attention to his website to cover the really important issues. And that's an important issue, but it's dwarfed by, you know, government-sponsored terror. And then they go to the website and they learn 9/11's an inside job. So, John Connor, good to have you on with us.
Alex, it's an honor. Thanks for having me. I just want to say God bless you, God bless Paul Watson and everyone at the InfoWar for all the hard work you guys are doing.
And let me tell you, since I'm talking to you, a T2 is not going to materialize, isn't it?
Let's hope not.
John, a little attempt at humor there. John, tell us how you got involved in this fight, and then I want to get your take on the London bombings.
I've been tracking the technological aspects of the New World Order, primarily Echelon, the facial recognition cameras, the Verichip, that type of things for years. And I really went down the rabbit hole after I lost my job shortly before Christmas. Now, I just graduated college. I have a bachelor's degree in communication. Lost my job right before Christmas, and I said, well, I'll just take the next month or two off, sort of clear my head. After the first of the year, I'll go get a career. And I had all this free time on my hands, you know, 7 days a week not working, and that's really when I went down the rabbit hole and really found out what was going on. And what helped me really realize about the New World Order and exactly to the extent of what sort of criminal behavior they're doing was your film Masters of Terror. So I want to commend you on that. I came across Masters of Terror by streaming it on your website. And I have to tell you, it took about three nights. And I analyzed that film, and I would pause it, and I would go, and you'd show an article, and I said, is this guy for real? Is he kidding? I'd pause the film. I would look up the article, read that article, continue watching the film. And that's really what helped me realize what sort of criminals we're dealing with here. So I just want to commend you on that.
By the way, that film is full of admissions of the British government carrying out bombings, the U.S. government, the Israeli government, the Russian government. I mean, they've been caught.
Mm-hmm.
This is not debatable.
So what happened is I really realized the full extent of what was happening, and I just went down the rabbit hole. I mean, I was familiar with Satanism, a little bit about Freemasonry, and since I had all this time on my hands, I spent, you know, probably 16, 18 hours a day just really researching this.
Crash course.
Yeah, I was almost so scared. I saw the film, and I said, oh, my God, is this really happening? And I had to check it out for myself to see if you were legit, to see if the stories that you were bringing were honest, were real, were accurate. And, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, 99.99% of everything in those films checks out. And I said, I have to do something about this. I have to tell every single person, this is my duty to let everybody know what's going on. And then sort of a big sister figure of mine that I had worked with for a long time, we always joked about me being John Connor. It's actually a pseudonym that I took from The Terminator. And we talked about the end of days and the coming judgment days and things like that. And I just thought, you know, what a great way to get the word out is to just publish a book. And then to sort of spin it so that the mainstream media would grab a hold of it, I used the pseudonym John Connor, taken, borrowed from The Terminator. And I used the title The Resistance Manifesto because when the Nazis were invading Poland and doing all their dirty work, people who were fighting the Nazis were called the Resistance or the Resistance Fighters. And so I thought, man, this is a resistance movement. There is a global resistance. So I said, you know, the communists had a manifesto. I said, the resistance needs a manifesto. So that's how I came up with the title, The Resistance Manifesto. Manifesto actually just means a public declaration of principles.
The Declaration of Independence is a manifesto.
Exactly. So, I changed the spelling of the name Connor, I'm not infringing on any copyright, although I actually would welcome Mr. James Cameron suing me because that would just bring more attention to the cause.
Yeah, and you've been very effective. So you've only really been doing this 6-7 months.
Hardcore, yes, full time. 16, 18 hours a day.
All right, we'll be right back and we'll get into what you think about the bombings in London. And we'll get into some more of the tactics you use to fight the globalists. And we'll take calls. Paul Watson's coming up later. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of a cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You now know that for nuclear threats and a deadly radiation, it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is when it happens, is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable NucAlert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the NucAlert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. See the keychain attachable NucAlert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. The patented NucAlert has even passed the rigorous military EMP tests and been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. Discover your family's primary nuclear defense today at NukeAlert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If we take action and move against the global overlords, they can't stop us. But all of you have to get involved. All of you have to be leaders. You have to be aggressive and not care what the poor slaves think of you.
Get back in the slave pen. Don't speak out against the authorities, the officials, we're their servants.
No, we're not. Coming up at the start of the next segment, we'll go to John and Vac and Bruce and Mike and Rick and everybody. We're going to keep John Connor on with us for the rest of the hour. John, I always like to get other people's views, their angle, on the New World Order. Try to sum up, from your study, your crash course looking at this, what the New World Order is and what their plans are. And then I want to hear from you, your tips for the audience, how to rapidly engage the New World Order propaganda structure through guerrilla warfare techniques and to get attention.
My take on the New World Order, since I'm a Christian and I'm the resistance is sort of based in the Bible, and I know that you're a Christian, many of your listeners are Christians, but what this comes down to, it's not only a political venture for these people, but it is a spiritual venture. And we say that they're devil worshippers and that they think they're gods, and we don't say that as an ad hominem attack. We mean this seriously and literally, and I'll get into that in a second, but what this comes down to, what they're doing, is these people are setting the stage for what they believe to be the Messiah. Now, we know that Jesus was the Messiah. He came and said, hey, guys, I'm here, and they killed him, and that sort of went along with God's plan. But what they're doing is they literally are creating the global fascist government so that whether it's 100 years or 5,000 years, the president of the New World Order will one day be the Antichrist. And that's what this is all leading up to with the Vera chips, which is inevitably the Pandora's box.
I mean, they're actually on TV saying we all need chips, and they're actually setting up a world government right now.
Yes, yes. I mean, the Vera chip, how much more accurate and obvious could the Bible have been in the book of Revelation when it says that the Antichrist will make all man take a mark on his hand or in his head, and he can't buy or sell without that mark? So my take on it, what they're doing is, in a sense, they are fulfilling Bible prophecy, in a sense, by creating the stage for the Antichrist. And I want to make one point about how these people think and what they actually believe. Now, they do worship Satan, and if someone's new to this broadcast, you know, well, what are we talking about?
Let me break it down. They believe Lucifer is God.
Exactly. And it all comes back to the Garden of Eden. This is the key point here. In the Garden of Eden, even if people aren't a Christian, they know this story. Satan said, here, take the fruit. God's lying to you. You'll be just like God. Satan said, you can be equal to God. He's lying to you. So Adam and Eve took the fruit, and then they realized it was a mistake. But this is what these people believe. They actually believe that they themselves are gods, and that Satan or Lucifer was doing the correct thing by telling them and
they say Satan is the rebel, which is what he was in heaven with the angels, and from their twisted point of view, he's really the good guy, and mm-hmm. God is the oppressor.
Exactly. They think that Satan is the savior and the redeemer by bringing knowledge and by telling them, you are gods, okay? So
what they really claim at the top is that Lucifer is Jesus' brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is taught in the Mormon Church as well, and in Freemasonry, and you can actually track these satanic ideologies throughout history, because they've been passing on through the secret societies from the Rosicrucians into the Freemasons, and then into the Illuminati, and then into Skull and Bones. And there's a very clear timeline from the Garden of Eden, from the fall of man to the present day. And the reason why they have these secret societies is because what they're doing, if people knew they were worshiping Satan, people would freak out. So they have to do it in secret. And then they induct their new members into the lower levels, and they say, oh, we're just a spiritual group. We're just a fraternity. And then
most of the Baptist preachers are Masons, and they don't even know what's above that.
Yeah, it's really, really just sad. And if people really... I mean, I have Morals and Dogma, and in the manifesto, I pulled out some of the best quotes from that book. And Freemasons will say, oh, we're just a fraternity, we're just a lodge.
That's the Bible of Freemasonry.
Exactly.
And God says, I worship Lucifer.
Yes, and it says, Albert Pike's quoting, he says that Freemasonry is a religion. And then
I feel the power of Lucifer seething in my hands.
Yes, Manly P. Hall says that he's the seething powers of Lucifer. You just said it right there. So it even says that they willingly and knowingly deceive lower-level Masons and people that are not
in the book. I know, it's a published book where they say it, and Masons haven't even read it. Oh,
no.
Lucifer's seething power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the Emperor in, episode 3 or something. I mean, it's pure evil, folks. All right, stay there, John Connor. Battle the Terminators. We'll be right back, and we're going to... get more into this and take your calls, and we're going to talk about the bombing as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Folks, Alex Jones here back live. Going to get to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. We're talking to John Connor of TheResistanceManifesto.com. Of course, you know my websites, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to go to John and Vac and Bruce and Mike and Rick and many others. I also want to play that little minute-long BBC clip where the head of Visor Consultants admits they were running drills at the exact same time, at the exact same locations as the terrorist attacks took place. It's always the same M.O. We'll tell you why they do this. And there's been some new developments, obviously. Now, conveniently, all four of the bombers blew themselves up. But their bodies disappeared, though. They just, you know, like a poof of smoke, but they did find their belongings. So everything's good. We can trust our government now and give up all of our freedoms. But just for the next few minutes, we're honored to have Debbie Morrow on with us. Debbie? We were just talking about lithium being in many of the water supplies naturally and how it makes people docile, not to mention the sodium fluoride they put in it and all the mercury and heavy metals and the toxins, the herbicides, the pesticides, the MBTE. But I just think that's an urban legend. I think tap water is good for us to drink, even though a fish will die in it. I think it's good for us to drink.
Nope, it's not. And
but the fish die. Fish die in good water. And I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, right when I clicked into listening to you, you were talking about the lithium, and I caught you right after you said what type of chemical it was, I believe. I caught just the rear end of it. Do you remember what it was y'all were saying?
Yeah, no. We were talking about El Paso has the highest levels of lithium in the water of any place in the country.
Uh-huh.
And then the statistics show how docile the people are, very low crime rate.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you know, lithium's what they give psychotics.
Right.
And, but I think if you live in El Paso, you shouldn't have a Big Berkey. I think giving your children lithium is good.
Well, you know, they've been trying to lull us into apathy in such a long time now. You know, look at our poor kids.
They've actually got federal international studies calling for putting serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the water.
I know. Remember, in fact, if you go to Best Buys, I think it is, they have that movie, Wild in the Streets. It's the old, old movie from way, way back in the 60s when they put LSD in the water, and it was put in by the government. It's a great old movie to show you what used to be fantasy, what it is now is almost a reality.
Well,
very interesting movie.
I think it's wonderful. I think I trust the government, Debbie, so they shouldn't call you and get Made in America, lowest prices you're going to find, Big Berkeys in stainless steel or in the plastic, and they shouldn't get sports bottles, and you should give your children the herbicides and pesticides, and mercury's good for you because the news says so. Debbie, even though I disagree with you, go ahead and give us the phone number.
You can reach me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438.
Debbie, how do you sleep at night, depriving people of their mercury and their other nutritious items?
Oh, I just, you know, I have a terrible time sleeping when I think about how many people were just fooling by that. No. Actually, I sleep great because I know that we are really helping people. And especially, I keep telling people don't wait.
But Debbie, the government says we have the newscast that mercury is nutritious. Are you saying it isn't?
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's not.
Oh, this is radical.
I know. I'm on the blue list now for sure.
Man, look at her. Man, you are just, you know, we're radical, Debbie.
I know. I know. And we need to keep eating all that mercury-filled food, too.
Well, exactly.
You know, because it's so good for us.
Seriously, folks, we're being sarcastic, but national newscasts and local newscasts have been saying, contrary to former beliefs, mercury helps children. So take your vaccines. Listen, the water is totally toxic. Do not drink it. Once you've been drinking Berkey water, you can't even go back. Give Debbie a call. Bunch of big discounts. Insane deals going right now. What is it, like $225 for a normal $300 unit
right.
In the stainless steel with the black elements? Best you're going to find, Made in America. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. And they got a bunch of other specials going. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of those specials.
That's it.
All right, Debbie, always good to hear from you. Take care.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye. And again, folks, you know, I joke around about this because it's so crazy. I mean, it's like calling Alberto Gonzalez a conservative. You know, they tell us he's conservative. They tell us the tap water is good for us. So give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438, or BerkeyWater.com, or link through at InfoWars.com. I tell you, John Connor, I'm sure you trust the government. Are you drinking filtered water?
Well, you know, I would rather drink toilet water or water out of a swamp than...
That's right. In L.A., you have toilet to tap. Tell us about that.
It'd probably be better for you than what's come out of your tap water.
So you're not filtering. Well, that's good.
No, I drink bottled water. I haven't got one of those Berkey filters yet, but as soon as I get a little more situated here, I'm definitely going to be getting one of those.
Well, you would have really come over to the dark side when you do that.
Yeah. Hey, let me read what RollingStone.com posted Friday, if you would.
Yeah, but first I want to get your, before we get into the stuff you've been up to, let me get your take on the London bombings.
Okay, let me just read a quick statement here. I wrote this right after the bombings, and this is satire, but it's actually true. So it reads like a news article here. President Bush, quote, happy London attacks happened, wished more would have died. Washington, D.C. After London was rocked by coordinated terrorist attacks the morning of July 7th, President Bush released a statement saying he was, quote, happy the attacks happened, but wished more would have died. His comments were mirrored by Tony Blair and other corrupt globalist leaders. President Bush and other Illuminati members were pleased the attacks went off without a hitch, but were disappointed not all the devices went off. Quote, not all government-sponsored terrorism works exactly according to plan, he said. Some of our pawns aren't the smartest people on the planet, he concluded. When asked how these latest events will affect the war on terror, Bush replied, quote, "These attacks will ensure the world is scared into submitting to the New World Order's police state agenda," as he laughed. We were getting worried that people would want their rights back since the threat of terrorism had been dropping on the list of people's things to worry about, he lamented. President Bush and other and the criminal syndicate he and his family works for pointed out that past government-sponsored terrorism, quote, "worked like a charm." Expressing mixed feelings, he mumbled, "It really sucks that more people didn't die, but this was good enough to keep the slaves looking to us for salvation," he said, while giving the satanic hand sign of raising his index and pinky fingers.
You ought to send that over to Prison Planet or InfoWars. We'll get that posted. Now, I want to get into how you've been able to manipulate the mainstream media with issues that are important, but are something also that they'll latch onto. And back when I had time years ago, I would do this too. I mean, I could snap my fingers and get on, you know, national TV. Though I don't think their viewers give you much of a response. I mean, I found that going on some Christian radio station for an hour gets a bigger response than Good Morning America. But it is important to pierce the veil and get your material out to people so they'll then go to your website and learn the truth. But before we get into what you did with Jessica Simpson, I've got to go to a few calls here. And if we need to, John, we'll hold you over a little bit to the next hour if you can do that.
Sure.
And we got Paul Watson coming up later, too. But we got to give folks a chance to talk here because I've been babbling. Let's talk to John in Georgia. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I got a WorldNet Daily news article that I found on the Internet yesterday afternoon. The title is "Al-Qaeda Nukes Already in the U.S. Terrorist Bombing Smuggled Across Mexican Border by Gangsters." Okay, the U.S. government officials are contemplating what they consider to be an inevitable and much bigger assault on America, one likely to kill millions, destroy the economy, and fundamentally alter the course of history. Okay, they're talking about how supposed Mexican gangsters helped by Russian special forces have got nuclear weapons.
We've been hearing that for the last 2 years, and if it does happen, it'll be the globalists, and then Bush won't even get in trouble for ordering the Border Patrol to stand down.
And they even talk about that. They talk about how, oh, the silly Border Patrol, they're just not working out, and, you know.
And Gonzalez is good.
How Bush, he's trying, but things just ain't working, but.
Exactly, he loves.
The intelligence that the guy who wrote this article, he got it from Tenet, George Tenet, or William Cohen, as he's also known. And it's just a ridiculous article. You need to post it on your site, though, because I think a lot of people are just focusing on the David Icke stuff, ridiculous lizard men, and stuff's about to hit the fan if we don't start waking people up. And
well, listen, we've been focused on government-sponsored terror all along, and I have no doubt the globalists would have already released smallpox or done a dirty bomb or something to really get martial law going. I mean, we got the articles where they told Gannett News Service that, you know, there'll be a red alert and you'll be under total control and have no more freedoms and you can't leave your house. And the Washington Post saying they're going to take your children out of the public schools and put them in FEMA camps, and local police all over are being told there's going to be gun confiscation because during a crisis we can't have the people being armed. And thanks for calling in about that, John. We'll try to get that posted. Comments on that, John Connor?
You know, that's what we need. I mean, I think it's such a fantastic thing that you have such a platform and a network, and you really called it. We really are our own intelligence agency, and I haven't had time to scan through the headlines, so just want to commend that caller for looking out and bringing the information forward.
Well, yeah, we have millions of people out there that are involved and informed and tracking and tracing what the globalists are up to.
Yeah, well, here we go. I mean, it's the same old story all over again. They're sneaking in nukes down in the border now, but you know, we're just going to call the Border Patrol and the Minutemen vigilantes when Bush previously says that citizens need to get involved in fighting the war on terror. So,
means tattling on your neighbors.
I think that what he means is tattling on anyone who's not going along with the program.
Let's talk to Vac in New York. Vac, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
The other day I was watching Fox News, and during this elaborate commercial, this guy's driving to work, there's promises how our liberties are being protected, along with their security, and right near the end of the commercial, I wish I remember the name of the company, but the guy got his face scanned, and this is at 2:30, you know, during Oprah time in the afternoon, and, you know, it's that up front that this ubiquitous technology, the guy's driving down the highway. And
so it was saying, you're safe because you have freedom because we scan you.
Is that what it was saying?
Oh, yeah, basically. Oh, but there was assurances of our rights are being protected, but it was just, you know, a regular pale-faced, bald guy driving in his pickup truck, and he got his face scanned. So
where did he get his face scanned?
I was driving down the highway. They were showing you know, stuff getting loaded off of ships and, you know, descriptions.
Can you talk right into your telephone?
Yeah, I'm actually on a computer phone. I'm holding a speaker to my head right now.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
There's one other thing. You know, you talk about history repeating itself and all that. And as far as, you know, Bush worship and trying to tie him in with Reagan, I think there's a lot more similarities to him and Nixon. Because at this point, you know, I feel as if we're, you know, in the early 60s kind of.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. And what they did in the 60s is they had an unpopular war, but then controlled the false opposition and gave bad solutions. And they'd have hired beatniks of the same ilk as Michael Savage. That was back when he was real active and all that. They'd have hired beatniks go out and break windows in an anti-war rally and cuss and scream. And then the older, you know, conservative folks would see that and think, well, the war must be good if this type of scum is against it. So it's all very, very sophisticated. But I remember started running about 8 years ago that Lockheed Martin ad. Now, Lockheed Martin only sells to the government. Now they're into all the face-scanning cameras and the red light cameras and the surveillance. You know, that's their new big business. But they ran an ad where American pride, American love. And they got points at the shuttle taking off with pride. And then the camera rotates around and scans his index finger. So about 5 years before biometrics started rolling out at the health clubs and the grocery stores and the malls and the libraries, which is now happening, Lockheed was running an ad saying biometrics is good. John, comments on that.
Well, the biometrics and all the cameras didn't do a single thing in London, and I think that we really just need to get that point out.
They didn't have enough. 4.5 million is not enough.
Well, and the people weren't chipped, too, so I guess we're going to have to do that.
Exactly.
And you have to have their radio frequency identification devices picking up from about 22 feet away so that we know which bus each one of us gets onto, when we get off, what products we're sharing with us.
Andy Rooney said we all need a chip to prove that we're good.
Yeah, we're all guilty and criminals now until proven innocent.
Are you the type of extremist that doesn't like it when a national TV show says we all need chips?
You know, I'm afraid that I don't like being profiled for just being
an advocate. So you're pretty extreme, though. You don't want the government to chip you and track you. That is weird.
I know. We are completely insane.
Yeah. Again, we're radical.
We're the weirdos.
We think you ought to feed cows grass instead of rotten dead cows. We think that you should clean your water.
Drug your children.
We think mercury is bad in your body. We think that that taking chips and being tracked is Big Brother. Man, we are crazy.
I know, and we really love our families and are just trying to hold this family unit together and keep our communities safe. There's something seriously wrong with us.
Now, you point out the sexual degradation, and I look at young people, I mean, they are like little monkeys or something.
Mm-hmm.
People dress their 10-year-old daughters like streetwalkers that I saw growing up in Dallas. And even the bastion of Christianness, her preacher father, now we have Jessica Simpson doing music videos where she's gyrating and performing simulated sex acts. And so you covered that and then got national attention by calling her a whore.
Yes, it's actually been international. It's been in just about every major newspaper from America to the U.K., to India, South Africa, and even in Pakistan. So,
did that generate any purchases for your book?
Yeah, it did. The website traffic went up during that week, probably literally 1,000%. And it's interesting because some people were sending hate mail saying, how come you're worried about this? There's bigger issues. And I said, well, obviously you didn't take time to read the website.
I think it's important because you can't get on national TV with the government carried out 9/11, but you can get on there to say the war on terror is a fraud and have a debate and then bring that up while you're on TV.
Well, let me back up for people who don't know. What I did is Jessica Simpson, everybody who knows who she is, her father's a former Baptist minister and her manager. So she has this new music video out where she's basically a stripper and she's talking about her double D's and wants a hand clap for the way she works her back. So I saw this twofold. I said, well, number one, here's the last MTV icon that had any self-respect that just flushed it down the toilet. Number two, this is a great way to attract attention to my website and to the resistance and to the truth about September 11th. So I sent out press releases saying that the resistance is protesting the video and that she has whored herself out and she's a singing stripper and the video is slutty. So
The press grabbed a hold of that and said, oh, John Connor from the Resistance Manifesto is protesting the video, and they're calling her all these names. And so there was nothing really mentioned in there about September 11th or the New World Order. So since those topics are too hot to touch, I figured that I would feed them a story that they would take. They took it hook, line, and sinker. And so people will go to the website thinking it's some gossip column or we're just some Christian group. What is this Christian group? How come they're doing this? And then they see, well, what is this? You know, there's some stuff about September 11th. And I have an article here in front of me from Rolling Stone. They actually posted an update because I sent out a following press release. And this is from RollingStone.com's front page on Friday. It says, the Christian group that took Jessica Simpson to task last week for her video, These Boots Are Made for Walking, is now looking to kiss and make up by offering Miss LaHaye a chance to jumpstart her inevitable political career. And then it goes on to say, and I'm quoting the article here, that John Connor can offer her a great opportunity to use her celebrity to expose the lies.
Stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, precious, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
What I like about John Connor, it's on his website, is he calls up all these different people in the media, the government. He goes out and confronts people. He's got video on his website of him doing all of this, and it's a lot of fun. So we'll spend a few minutes with him in the next hour talking about the ways he's gotten involved. I mean, I guess he's only been out there in the media about 6 months, and he's already got massive attention. And there are ways to do this. You know, patriots will have a pro-gun rally, and 100 people will show up, but they won't fax it out to the media, or they won't put a good headline on it if they do. I mean, you know, you got to be crafty about this. And there are ways to really bring the globalists down. And then we're going to take more of your calls. That's coming up, so stay with us, and just a ton of other news. But John Connor, finish up the thing you were reading out of the update from Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah, I'm reading right off the website. It's this is what they said. Quote, Connor says that he can offer Jessica Simpson a great opportunity to use her celebrity to expose the lies and cover-ups of the September 11th inside job and how elements within our own government planned and allowed the attacks to happen as a pretext for war. That is on RollingStone.com. So we're getting out there, and it seems to be working fairly well.
Yeah, that's what you do. You get on national TV, or you get in these newspapers, commenting on the petty issue they want you to get into, and then people come to your website and learn the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the globalists haven't figured out that we're doing this.
Well, I think that this one happened so fast, and I actually shot an appearance on a show called The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch, and for some reason it hasn't aired, and I don't know if it is going to air. I'm assuming, I don't want to, maybe that they actually realized what they were getting into, and they didn't want to give me free publicity.
I've been interviewed by national TV before, and they don't air it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, that's why you got to get on shows live.
Yeah, one thing that I've been doing is, and I have every major television, nationally syndicated radio and talk show host, their on-air phone number posted on my website, and I have all of them programmed into my cell phone. So whenever I'm on the road, I'll just call up, and you got to feed them their issue so that the screener will let you through, and then after you get on the air, then you just start saying, well, hey, what about these drills? What about the anthrax being sent? What about Operation Northwoods? So I've been doing this, and I've actually recorded some of the replays and posted them on my site so people can check them out. And then aside from doing that,
now, here's an example of how to get through on one of these national shows where they heavily screen. Hello, EIB Network, Rush Limbaugh. Listen, I don't like Gonzalez. He's a right-winger. And I'm sick and tired of him, and I want to do something about him and act real stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get on, Alberto Gonzalez is anti-gun, pro-abortion. He's absolutely, of course, they'll hang up on you then. But,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah, and at least we can get the word out. And I've been listening to, I try to get through to the Alan Colmes show because he's a big liberal and he hates Bush. So I figured that if anybody in the mainstream media is going to listen, it would be him. And it's amazing because I'll listen to his show sometimes when I'm on hold to get on, and I'll hear other people call up and say, the globalists carried out 911, Bush knocked down the tower. So there's other people doing what I'm doing, but aside from that, I thought I would take it a step further. So I won't reveal my trade secrets, but I was able to get the voicemail box of Alan Colmes, the voicemail box of Sean Hannity, and I actually called them and left them messages, and I said, hey, this is John Connor, gave him my phone number, gave him my website, and I told them, look, you guys are missing some serious issues, and I laid down, about a 2 or 3 minute voicemail message, so they know. I think they're just, some of them are afraid to even let the cat out of the bag, or they're afraid of what can of worms they're going to encounter.
Well, I don't think Combs is. I've been on his show 3 or 4 times, and he lets me say whatever I want, and I've, of course, got his phone number, but point is, I don't call him up. I just call the producer up. Actually, they always call me. I never had time to really call them. I tell you what, stay there, and we're going to hold you over. Folks, didn't have time to plug it this hour. Support us. Get Martial Law. My new film at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get it. Third hour, masses of news, your calls. Paul Watson coming up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.